Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The idea of Islamic civilization sparks and create debate and questions about historical roots of this concept. Today in this session, we explore whether terms like Islamic society or Islamic civilization are found in religious texts or are these are just recent inventions. Here we are in this Viewpoint studio, like always, from IRIB English Radio. This is Sayyid Ali, the host, and I'm privileged to be with dear brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And dear brother Muhammad, like always, a pleasure to have
it's
you here.
It's a pleasure, yeah.
So, dear brother Ali, I want to start this conversation with you. Does something called Islamic civilization truly exist, or is it just a modern invention?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Before I think diving into answer to this question, we need to know what civilization itself means.
Yeah, sure.
So civilization means a sort of a collection of conducts and behaviors of people while they have accepted living in cities and with a system of governance, with rules and regulations. This is what culture means. This is what civilization is.
The point against having this barbaric life of, you know, cults.
Yeah, and contrary to the barbaric life that people had or primitive life that people had in deserts or without any, let's say, rules and regulations or systems that is governing those areas. Mm-hmm. So when they have accepted to be collected under one umbrella and that umbrella is going to be called a government, let's say, or it's, I don't know, a state or whatever it is going to be called. Mm-hmm. So it is called civilization. I mean, so the life is not going to be full of violence anymore because they have accepted to live within some rules and regulations.
Yeah. Civilization refers to an advanced stage of human social development characterized by the creation of complex institutions, systems of governments, culture, technology, and art. Let's just put all elements in mind. It involves organized community that build upon shared knowledge, values, and practice. I mean, considering today's situation of Muslim countries and what we call it as Muslim Ummah, I don't want to be cynical, but it doesn't seem that Muslim countries at least have this civilization now or taking the steps toward having and reaching to that civilization maybe anytime soon, because we are like a divided countries. Look at the political sphere here in the region, or like economy, art, technology. Is there any promising point that you can mention that we are at least working as a nation, as an ummah, toward that civilization once again to just have it on earth?
Well, I want to make it even more deeper than what you ask. I want to say that, firstly, it was a rich one before, because I want to tell you that a civilization by itself has some components. Some of the components that makes a civilization is, first, the value system that it has. We know that the value system was introduced by the Holy Prophet in the very comprehensive planning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually trusted him and he distributed among people. Second, urbanization is one other element of or component of a civilization. It was observed there because we see that people were gathered in the city of state of Medina.
Yeah.
Then we move to the rules and regulations that have been put there. The rules and regulations have been implemented. There was a person who was judging among themselves, who was leading the political and military affairs of the Ummah or the people who were there. And the people were obliged themselves to be following the rules and regulations. And there was a governance. The government was there. It had a leader. So I want to say, I mean, if we are still in doubt that did we have it or no, we are still striving to have it. No, we did have it. And it has some, again, some stages to form this. I mean, the Holy Prophet did not come up to make it overnight to happen. No, it took years to come. First, he started with a da'wah. With, for example, an invitation. So for all organization, a person or let's say a key element, a key figure needs to first to collect people to come, okay, sit here. Let's be together, Muhajirin and Ansar.
Yes.
So I want to, all the elements and all the stages of making a civilization was observed and were observed at the time of the Holy Prophet. And this city-state that we are talking about was experienced and practiced earlier. So I want to say that now. So what happened that we are that much, I mean, scattered with each other?
Yeah.
So we need to revive it. I think the question is better to be in this one. How can we revive this beautiful, ideal utopia that we had
it
at the time of the Holy Prophet and to make it again working properly today? When we see that, for example, Islamic Ummah is now, I mean, Islamic Ummah is stabbed from different angles. So what should we do to make it that strong, to be back to that Islamic civilization, what we call it, a new form of Islamic civilization in which we see, we experience the same elements, the same actually stages that have been implemented by the Holy Prophet.
But let's be realistic.
So what is the solution? The solution is to be back to the real teachings of Quran, to the real teachings of Sunnah. So if we resort to these teachings, we shall have that Islamic civilization again.
But let's be realistic. Like when you look at the major Islamic countries today, like one of them want to establish the next, Ottoman Empire probably. Mm-hmm. The next one is being accused to want to establish the next Persian Empire.
Yeah.
At least I say it is been accused. I'm not sure whether it's true or not. Another one is going to turn the next Las Vegas in the region probably by, inviting Shakira, all these, singers. I don't want to even name their names. So are we reaching to that goals?
Yeah, definitely. If we have our perspectives, our goals, like what those you mentioned and actually enumerated, yes, we'll never reach the Islamic civilization that we have been after. Why? Because the civilization that and the components that we have actually introduced as the main and major components of civilization are not being observed in that. One of the key elements was the value system. What was the value system of the Islamic civilization at the time of the Holy Prophet? Value system.
Mm-hmm.
That is under one flag of Islam, Quran, and the genuine Muhammadan teachings, right? So if you are after that, so are we then after, for example, increasing our territory and call it, for example, either Ottoman or other names for that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something, with this view and viewpoint, we will never reach to that Islamic civilization. In that, we have the centeredness of religion. So is it here in the one that you actually talked about, is religion or whims and personal whims or worldly desires that is working more?
Yeah.
Or the concept of ummah, that is collecting people from different communities and giving value to them and respecting them and asking them to have their own rights. And in these countries that you have named, do people, for example, majority of these countries that we have in some countries, do people have their own votes and rights seen, and are they seen really, and are they looked at? For example, do you think that in the Islamic Ummah, majority of Muslims are indifferent towards the issue, for example, what is happening in Palestine? Definitely no.
Mm-hmm.
I want to differentiate between the ummahs, the nations and the statesmen and the governments.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not really represent the ummah, the nations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why with this look, with this perspective, we shall never reach to that Islamic civilization that we are after. In that Islamic civilization that we are talking about, we are looking at a role model at the top of which is the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah,
and Quranic teachings and his own pure Muhammadan teaching to be showering on the people.
Thank you so much, dear brother Muhammad. Can you find any silver lining point here in this story? I mean, you see the countries and sometimes even nations, maybe at some level, they cannot even trust each other to, collaborate, mm-hmm. to work, to just solve one just tiny problem. It's not a big problem, which is the story of Palestine and the problem of Palestine. So how can we reach to that point? Can we at least imagine, like 50 years later, like we contribute together, these countries, neighboring countries together, these Islamic Ummah together, to find and reestablish a new, as dear brother Ali said, the new Islamic civilization anytime soon?
Yes, of course. You see, one of the important aspects of being a muntadhar or muntadhir, a person waiting for the advent of the Dhuhur of the Imam, is being hopeful for the future. and for a constructive and a good future, of course. Uh-huh. And after the incidents of the 7th of October, at least the geopolitical incidents, if you look at it, they're all very optimistic, and they're moving towards one great collaboration, not only among Muslims, but those who are awakened by the actions of Taghut and the Dhulm and the oppressors around the world. And this collaboration that is being done, if you look at the BDS groups, or if you look at the anti-apartheid groups.
So this BDS stands for boycott?
Boycott, divestment, and sanctioning. Uh-huh. Now, these BDS groups and the anti-apartheid groups and so on, all of these collaborations that are being done are by themselves a great silver lining for us, uh-huh. that this geopolitical events have been shifting towards an optimistic form, uh-huh. each one of them.
Okay.
If we look at, for example, the recent events, many of the people around the world, they understood, at least after Syria, after the toppling of Syria, understood that those countries that are after a specific agenda, uh-huh. for example, Ottoman Empire, expansion sure. of the Ottoman Empire, and used Islam as a tool to gain that, have been exposed.
Yeah.
And this has turned the entire history for
us. But no one take any action here. Like, people are aware right now, I give you that. But, I mean...
You see, action comes after awareness. Mm. We're now at the stage of awareness. We're now at the stage of recognition. Mm. We're now at the stage in which people are now becoming knowledgeable. Before this, people were under the influence of mainstream media. The mm-hmm. public opinion was under... It was directed by mainstream media. Now the mainstream media has lost control mm-hmm. about the Palestinian issue. Now, if you look at mainstream media is no longer CNN, BBC, and these big corporations. Yes. It's now peer-to-peer messaging. It's yeah. now peer-to-peer communications because people don't trust them anymore. People now understood that to get reliable information, they need to get it from the sources. Mm-hmm. And so this revolution itself, I would call it, this itself is a silver lining for an Islamic civilization. And mind you, Islamic civilization is not necessarily a civilization where only Muslims are under control of that society.
What do you mean?
It's a civilization that includes those who are against oppression for oppressors, who are after justice. If you look at the government of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, he had Jews under his control as well.
Like, can we consider Venezuelan, I don't know, Cuban people to just be a part of Islamic civilization?
There is no problem in that. As there were Jews and Christians and many other people who did not accept Islam under the civilization and the government of the Prophet in the time of Medina.
Okay.
And this civilization, again, it's a system. It's not necessarily that everyone has to be a Muslim to be in an Islamic civilization. These non-Muslims who are under the Christians of Najran, who did not accept the Prophet after seeing the light of the Ahlul Bayt, they were under the government of Islam, okay. under the civilization of the Prophet. And we have laws for them.
Yes.
And so therefore, it's an Islamic civilization.
Okay, thank you so much. I guess we can just be hopeful that in future, at least our next generation will see a time that Muslim nations just rise against all this oppression we can see in the region and all parts of the world, and we can reestablish, inshallah, the next modern new Islamic civilization. Thank you for listening, dear audience. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
salam.
يوم القيامة شثعة أنا لها أنا